slowly roll, trying to make it home, doing it by my lonesome, pissed off alone. See, that's a theme. Ladies and gentlemen, joining me right now on Tony Katz Tonight, international film and television star, Peabody Award winning. He's been on the set of Tony Katz Tonight, the video series, a return to Tony Katz Tonight, the radio show, the star of Justified on FX, and the star of Twitter at Yes Nick Searcy, the one and only Nick Searcy. Young man, how are you, sir?
Pretty good. This is the highlight of my day, Tony, and it's been quite a day.
It has been quite a day. How many radio shows have you done today, Nick? Seriously.
Well, only two today, but I did four yesterday.
And
some radio shows just talk about me. I'm not on them. They just talk
right.
about me.
The good Rush Limbaugh spoke about you. So Rush spoke about you. Dana had you on, and now I had you on. That is the WIBC trifecta, my friend. You can go sit down with a scotch and cigar anytime you want.
That's right. I've done my duty for the day, that's for sure.
Now, it's season five, right? Season five is what premiered last night. You introduced the new bad guy. You kind of get an idea of where the season is going to go. How many episodes have you taped so far, and what are you liking about the series this season?
We're about halfway through, maybe a little over halfway through. We've got six to go that we're shooting. We'll finish shooting around March 1st. You know, this season is very highly populated with the we've got some really great guest stars. We're attracting a lot of really high-level talent in Hollywood because nobody's working and everybody's desperate, so they're willing to do anything. So, no, we've got some great people on the show coming up. And also, we got a little bit of we're going to go home with me a little bit this year and meet some of Art's home life, meet some of his family members. So I think that's going to be fun.
Oh, very, very good. Now, people, of course, know you from Justified. They know you from acting school with Nick Searcy, which I had the pleasure of being a part of during that season.
Yeah.
But a lot of people know you from Twitter, at Yes Nick Searcy, S-E-A-R-C-Y, on Twitter. And one of the places that you have made a splash is in your dealings with those who mindlessly attack. And most recently, we spoke about Melissa Harris Perry and her talk about adoption and her mocking of the Romney family. You took it very personally, and not everybody knows your story. So I wanted to give you a moment to kind of expand on where Harris Perry missed the boat on the concept of adoption and interracial adoption.
Well, you know, it's funny. I don't think she really missed the boat as much as she just really revealed who she really is and who liberals basically are. I mean, I adopted transracially. My son is black, and we adopted him out of the foster care system. And, you know, what Melissa Harris Perry said about the Romney grandchild basically boils down to that shouldn't have happened, that's just weird, and he just did that, and the child's just a token, and, you know, all this sort of really bad, negative. I mean, to sum it up more briefly, a normal person would look at that picture, and if they noticed that there was a child of a different color there, they would think, oh, well, that little baby, they probably adopted that baby, and it's great that he found a nice home. And
right.
Melissa Harris Perry and her gang look at that picture, and they go, look at those white people trying to be cool by adopting a black baby. It's just totally sick.
It's a
totally sick way of looking at the world.
A very, very strange ideology. I know that you had quite literally said, hey, come talk to me. You said it on Twitter. Did anybody get in touch with you? Has anybody reached out to you on this subject?
Not real. I mean, you know, some of the people I've talked to on the radio have, but no, not anybody with a television show has asked me.
Nobody actually wants to debate you on the subject.
No, they don't want to talk about that. They don't want to. They don't want to hear really what why everybody is offended by what she said. You know, that's really it. She just wants to say, I apologize to the Romney family. Well, that's not enough. You know, that's not who you insulted. There's an entire foster care system in this country that has a lot of people in it that have the same attitude she does, and it's why kids of color are not being adopted as frequently as they should be. And that's really the sickness. You know, they're hurting people's lives.
When you talk about not as they should, so how long were you in the system? How long were you in the system before you adopted your son? And how old was your son when you adopted him?
Well, we became licensed to be foster care parents because we wanted to adopt out of the foster care system. We had this, that was just what we wanted to do. We didn't want to go overseas and do a foreign adoption. We wanted to adopt a foster kid. We had met some, and we thought, let's just get one of these kids out of the system. And when you're licensed like that, the child can come live with you while you are, while the adoption process is moving forward. So Omar actually has been with us since he was 15 months old.
Oh, wow.
But, yeah, he's been with us since he was a little baby. But it took over 3 years to get the adoption done.
3 years?
3 years. By the time he was 4 and a half, he still had not been adopted because the state seesaws back and forth. You know, they say that the parents are doing better, so we might give the child back to them. And we're like going, wait a minute. He's been with us for over a year now. He's almost three. And you're just going to take him away and put him back with somebody that he doesn't remember and has never seen before?
Does that happen, Nick? Does that happen when foster parents take on a child and they're working through the process that the state can give them back to the parents that abandoned them?
Oh, yeah. It happens all the time. It happens all the time. Part of what happens with the state is that they are so careful about being sued. They don't want to be sued by the birth parents by saying, you wrongfully took my son away, and now I'm doing better, and now I'm going to sue you for millions, you know, or something. So their termination process is very careful and very meticulous, and it's detrimental. You know, I mean, it just hurts the children. So many of these kids, you know, if you know anything about the foster care system, you know the older they get in the foster care system, the less likely they are to be adopted.
That seems pretty obvious, yeah.
Yeah, and so because so many of the kids, when you've been in the foster care system for 7, 8 years and you've moved around from home to home, it's really damaging. I mean, you know, a lot of the kids are just like, you know, over it all. They're just like, oh, yeah, you don't really care about me, so I'm not going to bother attaching to you because I know there's going to be another foster parent coming along soon and whatever. You know, so it's really heartbreaking. But what happened with us, with Omar, he stayed with us the whole time. And then finally, the state never really did finish. The state never did really terminate Omar's right. We had to go to the birth parents, or I did, and talk to them and get them to I asked them to voluntarily let me adopt Omar, and then we would stay in touch with them because I explained to them, you know, if the state ever does this, you're never going to see him again because they're not going to give you any rights. But if you'll just voluntarily let me adopt him, we'll stay in touch with you. So we have. You know.
And that's the story that MSNBC doesn't want out in the worst way. Nick, I'm up against the break. People should follow you on Twitter at YesNickCersei and watch Justified on FX. Nick, we'll get you in studio next time. Fascinating. And thank you for sharing the story with us.
Thank you, Tony. Thanks for having me on.
An absolute pleasure, my friend. Anytime and every time. Cigars soon. Keep it here, everybody. This is Tony Katz Tonight.